Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Look how fucking deep he is. Fuck's sake, man on, Marco! Man on!
Come on, Kieran.
Fucking hell, fucking state of this.
Nil-nil ain't bad, mate. Nil-nil ain't bad.
Yes, it fucking is.
It ain't. That's the best club in Switzerland, eh?
Name another fucking club in Switzerland, Martin. Go on, mate. Fucking name one, because I'm fucking listening
young
to you.
Young boys?
What?
Young boys.
What are you fucking talking? Young boys? What? Is that a fucking, you know, fucking pop group or something? Fucking young boys.
Swiss team, Callum. Fucking look them up, mate. Do some research, education.
Pass it, Kieran!
What a ball, what a ball!
Go on, son. Go on, mate. Go on, mate.
Fucking come
on. Go on, KFC. To a Kufo, mate. To
here he goes, here he goes. Look, here he fucking
this
goes.
This is it.
Go on, go on. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
What a fucking waste of money. Waste of fucking money.
Fucking pass it, you twat. Broomy was open there. Come on.
Oh, God, here we go. Here we fucking go. Oh,
no chance,
God.
Mate. No chance. There's no fucking time left. Full time. We're over. We're all right. Oh, fuck. What a pass that is. Yeah, that was decent, wasn't it?
Oh, blow the whistle, ref. Come
blow
on.
Blow the whistle, on. Ref. Come on.
Blow the fucking whistle.
He won't shoot from there.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Piece of shit. Fuck this fucking fuck.
God almighty.
Fuck.
Boo.
Ashwood City have lost the first leg in a Europa League tie with FC Basel at home. The club have decided to arrange a group talk with the players to analyse what went wrong and how it can be addressed in time for the second leg.
Ah, that's great, Marco. I think that was really helpful and insightful about your feelings and how you see yourself in a team, but also as an individual. I like that. On a spiritual level, I feel Marco is perhaps tapping into something we can all use, which is self-reflection. Okay? That'll be our homework, maybe. Well, we'll see. Okay, Eric, I wondered maybe if you could share some of your feelings on how that performance could have gone better.
I can stand for this?
Absolutely, yeah, that's fine.
I have no feelings. Thank you.
No, that doesn't need applauding. Eric, you say you have no feelings. Why is that?
My feeling is I am fucking busy, okay? That is my feeling.
Now, being busy can often be a distraction we bring on ourselves in order to subconsciously divert attention from our pain.
I have no pain.
Our emotional pain.
I have no fucking emotions.
But what is your subconscious saying?
Let me check. My subconscious is saying, fuck you.
Eric, perhaps you and I could start a weekly session where we analyze exactly where all this anger is coming from.
My anger comes from this man and how he cannot execute my commands on the field.
Are you fucking pointing at me?
Yes, I point at you. I point my finger in your ass, Kieran Broom. Kieran Broom, up ass.
What are you calling Kieran Broom up ass?
You. I'm calling you this.
See what I have to fucking put up with. Do you see this, Derek?
Firstly, it's Dwight, not Derek. And secondly, we're one big happy family here, okay?
We're not a family and we're not fucking happy.
There is no happiness. Fuck happy. Happiness is for fucking Graham Potter. I am Erik van Smit.
Okay. We're one big family. And not every part of that family is gonna get along, okay? That's okay. But what we have to realize is that when we're on that pitch, we are together and united.
Fuck united! Fuck them!
No, us. We are united. Togetherness.
We are city!
We are, yes, but we are a team, a family, and we have this time to deconstruct what happened out there. Anybody want to comment? Anybody apart from Marco?
I'll say something.
Kyle. KFC, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Take it away, buddy.
So, I think that the gaffer, right? He wants the build-up play, and I think that's great, yeah? But we have midfielders that are sat really deep, and it's like, that's just a lack of confidence, man, because we got to be higher up the field. It's making me and Park come and collect the ball. Sometimes, even Willy, you're tracking back, aren't you? But we need the connection from Marco and Kieran.
Yep. That's great, KFC.
Hang on, it ain't fucking great. You're blaming me for it.
I'm not blaming you, Kieran. I'm saying you need to have the freedom to connect defense and attack.
Not possible.
Hold on, Eric.
It is not possible. Our defense is not ready. It needs Kieran and Marco.
Here we fucking go.
I am not a happy family.
I just think, like, what is it that we're doing? Are we playing this kind of decent style of play where we play out from the back, or are we playing on the shoulder of the opposition? Because I'm being told both. And it's like Marco and Kieran can't be expected to look after the defense and the attack.
Thank you. Someone fucking noticed at last.
I want to speak.
Eric, let's just digest KFC.
We will not digest KFC. I will be sick with KFC. It is a deep fried bucket of lies. Greasy, fucking smelly lies. And you all eat the bucket of lies. The family bucket. And you lick your fingers after and you say, yummy, lies. Kentucky fried lies in my belly. And it is bullshit. And you don't lick your fucking fingers. You use the napkin. The lemon napkin that comes with the fucking bucket of lies. Licking fingers is disgusting.
Okay, Eric, look.
And this defense cannot play from the back. I am teaching them, but they are not ready. So I have Marco and Kieran sitting deeper on the pitch to allow the builder play. It is simple. Fucking family fuckers!
What do you mean you're teaching them?
I teach the defense. It takes time!
Time? We fucking ran out of time. What fucking time have we got then, eh? Because my watch says it's 1:30, we're fucked. It's 1:45.
Your watch is a shitty watch. I hate your watch.
I hate you.
No, I hate you.
What are you fucking saying?
Hey, all right now. I just want to get some other perspective here. Maybe someone who has recently joined? Is Christian here? Christian?
Unfucking believable.
Is he not here?
Of course he fucking ain't. Probably blogging about it on Instagram, ain't he? Probably fucking swimming in cash.
That's enough, Kieran.
Did the pre-match interview all right, though, didn't he?
He did an interview?
Oh, yeah. And then he trained for like 10 fucking minutes and fucked off.
Kill it.
Them dead.
La Russo.
One God.
Welcome to New Town. Right on me, I go feed them.
Go feed them.
I'm joking.
Christian.
All right.
Christian, they're asking you a question.
What? What is it?
If you're going to do a pre-match interview.
Yes, okay.
So, you want to go and speak on behalf of the club?
Yes, I can do that.
Right.
Something wrong, Kieran?
No, it's just interesting that you're happy to get on camera, but not happy to put a shift in, you know.
What are you trying to say?
Just saying it's interesting, mate. No bother. Have a good interview, yeah? You got both your earrings in?
I do, yes.
Great. Have a good one.
Asshole.
Say killy killy, you know see me dance them killy killy. We make the fans them filly filly.
Skipper.
Right, KFC.
Feeling good tonight, man.
Aye, nice to get away from fucking Premier League, innit?
Just playing in the evenings. I prefer it. Got more energy. Hate the fucking Saturday afternoon shit.
Spaghetti bolognese for breakfast, you mean?
Yeah, that. And getting smashed by Bournemouth or some shit.
Yeah, getting tiring, innit?
Hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah?
My agent was saying, like, that if I have a better second half of the season than Christian, I should ask for more money.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they brought him in, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to lose my place. But it's like, I'm still playing. And to be honest, like...
What?
I think I'm out playing him.
There you are. Because he's fucking shit.
Yeah, shit, man. Come on.
He is.
You seen a scorpion kick in training?
Big fucking deal. Unless you can pull it off, go join a fucking circus.
Anyway, apparently, Gareth likes me.
Who the fuck's Gareth?
Gareth Southgate.
Oh, right.
So, I might be, you know...
What?
The Euros. There's talk of me starting for England.
Mate.
What?
That's fucking amazing.
I know, man.
You must be losing your shit.
A bit, man. A bit. But I could, like, go to Euros, and by the time I get back, I'll be, like, a big name, but still with a shitty contract, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
So what do you reckon I do?
Look, make the point about Christian. I'll back you up.
Thanks, man.
You're right, though, you know? If you have a better few months than him, you got to be on a fucking load more than...
What?
Where's he going?
Who?
Christian.
Where is he?
He's fucking walking down the tunnel over there.
Oh, maybe he's just taking a break from the warm-up.
Howard's not even said anything to him.
That's weird.
I'm not fucking having this.
Kieran, wait!
You tired?
What?
You tired or something, Christian?
No, just prepared.
Oh, aye. Cut the warm-up a bit short, though, didn't you?
I like to use the time to focus.
Yeah, well, we like to use that time to warm up so that we can actually, you know, perform to the highest standard.
That is good for you.
Yeah, it is good for us, but it ain't good for the team when a starting player refuses to finish the warm-up.
You have your routines, I have mine.
There's kids and families out there that have paid a fucking fortune to see you. They're wearing your shirts. One kid's even blacked up, which is mental, really.
That's very kind.
You get off your fucking phone when I'm talking to you.
You're out there training, showing the fans you care. I'm talking to the fans right now.
Oh, I?
Yes, I talk to fans on Instagram. You talk to fans in the stadium. You have your routines, I have mine.
Right. Yeah.
Oi.
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I know. And I'm listening to my music.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym... for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year. just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Okay, so Christian maybe cuts the training session a little short.
Why are you talking like that? He's not even in here. He fucking quit the training session because he didn't fucking feel like it. End of.
Well, he can't speak for himself, so
his absence fucking speaks for himself, Dwight. Wake up. Actually, you know what? His fucking performance on the pitch was speaking volumes. Fucking volumes, mate.
What do you feel he did on the pitch?
Are you kidding?
No, please. Go on.
He didn't fucking square it. 92nd minute, he didn't fucking square it to me, and I was wide open.
It's not for me to say whether that contributed to the defeat.
They went up the other end and fucking scored!
Now it is Nipic and to Broom. Kieran Broom looking for runners, but at this point in the game, Ashwood might want to just sit on this 0-0 and take it back to Switzerland. Broom pings it out to Kyle Francis-Clark, brilliantly taken by the teenager. Akufo on the overlap, and Akufo is breezed past Riveros into the penalty area. Bodies arriving in the box. Amadou screaming for it. Akufo forces away past Alderete. Broom is in the centre. Akufo has a go, and it's straight into the arms of Omlin. Well, 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 he had options there. He knows it. The captain knows it. Broom isn't happy. But Ashwood City have got to get back as Xhaka takes it forward. Beautiful pass to Frey, to Cabral on the edge of the area. Shot blocked, and Stocker! Snatch it at the death. Right under the nose of the Ashwood City faithful. Dartley Park airs its frustrations, but Basel don't care. A vital away goal, a vital win in Kent, and this is a mountain to climb for Ashwood City.
Where the fuck is he?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You fucking greedy cunt.
What, man? What?
Pass the fucking ball. I was open. I busted bollocks to get into the 6-yard box.
I had a chance at goal. You want me to waste that?
It's not a fucking waste, is it? You were on the byline. There was no angle. I was unmarked, Christian.
I didn't see you.
Of course you fucking did. You don't fucking see any of us, do you? All you see is your fucking Snapchat and your 300k a week or whatever
it is. So it's okay for you to be on 100k a week, is it? It's okay for you to have 10 million followers less than me, huh? But I've reached a point you don't agree with.
Mate, earn as much as you want, get as many followers and likes as you want, but just do us a favour, right? And put some fucking effort in on the pitch.
Effort is what then, Kieran?
What?
Running around like the patriotic Englishman? Is that it? Passion? Commitment? Foul, foul, run, fight, shout to the camera afterwards?
You don't have a fucking clue, mate. If you think that hard work isn't cool or something like that, then you've got bigger problems than I thought.
I don't have any problems. My life is perfect.
Yeah, I bet it fucking
is. That is enough! That is enough!
Yeah, it is. I'm done with him.
Nobody is done with anybody.
He's a fucking poison. He's a 66 million quid poison, and he's going to send this club into the championship and then fuck off to his next victim.
You are the poison, man. You are average. You are boring. So you pretend to care.
Fuck off.
Okay, thanks for that, Kieran. That clears things up. I think we'll have to call it a day there, guys.
My father didn't hook me until I was 23.
Right, okay, guess we're staying.
Come in.
It's locked.
Oh, sorry, Howard, I thought you might be Woody.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. The defeat isn't great.
No, not great.
Everything all right, Howard?
Yeah, well, no.
What's up?
I'm just concerned that Christian isn't settling in how the club want him to.
Right. Has Eric expressed this concern as well.
In his own Eric way, yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, his price tag, and I think the fact he's come into a very competitive area of the team for us, is causing unrest. I'm sure yourself and Woody and Patrick probably had these fears anyway.
Yeah, kinda.
And I just feel that with Kieran taking an objection to him and Eric being Eric, it's kind of left me to, you know, try and settle him in.
Well, that's very noble of you, Howard, but ultimately the responsibility lies with Kieran and the team.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking that maybe we could take a proposition to the board.
What's that?
Well, because we went into this season with European football and having spent millions and millions, the board might have overlooked a certain bonus.
A player bonus, you mean?
Yeah.
What one's that?
A survival bonus.
As in, a bonus for not getting relegated?
Yeah.
Well, I can see where that may be seen as a little unambitious.
I know, but the circumstances...
Yeah, I get that. The circumstances have changed. Let me call Patrick and float the idea. Hi, Patrick. Yeah, so I've just been speaking with Howard, and we're just throwing around the idea of a survival bonus for the team. As in, a bonus for not getting relegated. Hello? Hello?
I guess that's a no, then.
Yeah. It's a no. Or maybe he's in a tunnel, you never know.
Thanks for trying, Theo.
No worries. You're leaving?
Yeah, there's a team bonding meeting.
Ah, right.
I'm already a bit late.
Good to see you, Howard.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, and Howard, I know there's a lot of pressure on you right now. Try and stay positive.
Will do. Thanks, Theo. Sorry I'm late, Dwight.
No problem, Howard. Take a seat.
And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, I have become my father. How has this happened? There is my heart. There is my emotion. And then I smashed the mirror. I smash it.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.